With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is distancing himself from Florida's move to get rid of school vaccine mandates.
Asked about the anti-vaccine effort in his home state of Florida, the president expressed caution. He pointed to polio and COVID vaccines as amazing. Speaking in the Oval Office, the president said you have to be careful when you say people don't need to be vaccinated, adding that some vaccines just work and people should take them. Last month, the president's health secretary, RFK Jr., announced limited access to COVID vaccines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal lawsuit has been filed against controversial Prop 50 in California.
We got to fight this absolutely outrageous election rigging scheme from Gavin Newsom.
That's Republican candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton. He's filed a federal lawsuit against Prop 50.
You know that we already have gerrymandered maps in California. I've been talking about that a lot.
Hilton's federal lawsuit argues it violates several laws, including voter equal protection.
The districts should be roughly equal in population size so that votes have roughly equal weight. Right now in California, a Democrat vote has three times the weight of a Republican vote.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has announced his resignation. Ishiba said during a news conference that he has consistently stated that I do not intend to cling to this position and that I would make a decision at the appropriate time after accomplishing what needed to be done. President Trump says he's ready to move to the second phase of sanctions on Russia. Trump made the comment while speaking to reporters on the White House lawn earlier today. It comes after Russia launched a massive air attack on Ukraine overnight, which killed at least four people and more than 20 others injured. This is SRN News. Americans are coming up with their own concepts of justice.
A new poll from ORIC finds that 65% of potential jurors in this country, quote, are willing to take matters into their own hands when the law does not support their idea of justice. Other polls indicate that a high percentage of U.S. adults have a dim view of the justice system, and some counties are alarmed by the number of people who ignore jury summons. There are numerous passages in the Bible that command people to deliver righteous judgment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Canada are investigating an apparent anti-Semitic attack on a Jewish woman at a grocery store. Ottawa lawmen said a 71-year-old man has been arrested for stabbing the victim, who is also in her 70s, leaving her hospitalized for a time. The suspect had been posting anti-Semitic and anti-Israel statements on his Facebook page. This is SRN News. Who's to blame for the Labor Department's lower-than-expected jobs report yesterday?
U.S. employers added just 22,000 jobs last month. Democrats blamed Trump policies for damaging the economy. The president targeted the Fed for not lowering its benchmark interest rate. Speaking with SRN News, economist Richard Stern says the Trump tariffs are dampening.
With the lack of confidence that businesses have in making investment decisions.
But he also said residual Biden administration policies are just as much to blame.
The Biden administration continued to expand regulations in every sector of the economy, making it hard for businesses that already exist to continue functioning and being in business, employing people.
Richard Stern with the Heritage Foundation, George Williams, Washington.
Former New York Mets manager Davey Johnson has passed away at 82 years old. His wife told the Mets' longtime public relations representative that he passed away Friday night in Florida. More details at SRNNews.com.